The GED is actually five separate tests taken at separate times.
Math, social studies, science, reading, and writing.
Cochise Moore is a GED instructor at both Seattle Goodwill and Seattle Vocational Institute. And since 2006, he's been helping students prepare for the high school equivalency exam. Moore says taking it, like taking any test, is always stressful. And students who sometimes don't pass one of the subject tests will wait a couple of months.
And then you get rejuvenated and you can take the test over.
But folks aren't waiting around this time because next year's new GED exam means the current test is about to sunset. Sally Raftery is a GED examiner at Bellevue College.
Once the new year rolls around, if somebody wants to get their GED, they have to start all over and they lose all the testing that they have already done, plus any of the money and fees that they have already paid.
About 22,000 people in Washington State took the GED last year. Among this year's test takers is Tacoma resident Odette Ajewa, who is 30 and originally from Ghana.
I'm new here in this country. I've been here for 8 months.
She says the GED is her route to college and a career as a social worker. And after passing four sections of the test, she's just waiting to find out if she passed her writing exam.
Me being new here, the English sometimes is difficult for me. So if I pass, I'll be very, very happy.
Some of the 40 testing centers, including Bellevue, are staying open this week. But it's advised that you call ahead and make an appointment. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.